Hi everybody, welcome to the John Corey podcast. This is episode 87. Right, so today's episode, we're going to be talking about starting your first online course. And now I've put together a free downloadable guide that if you can get for free. If you go to my website, johncorey.com, it's right there on the homepage. Your free online course starter guide. And it's something that you can download straight away. So I definitely recommend that you should probably look to do this. And what I've done here is in essence, I've created a template that's designed to help you get your first online course mapped out. And if you really focus on this, you can do it in less than 60 minutes. Now, what we work through when I'm going through this course is that you have the assumption that you already know what your course is going to be about, so that you know what it is that you're going to teach, what it is that you want to educate people on. So we're going to work on the assumption that you already know that. Now, if you don't know that, do let me know, because we do have a more extensive course that I put together that can really help you forge out the idea. And it goes into a lot of detail in terms of other areas that it can assist you. It can help you with identifying how large your audience needs to be in order for you to make revenue from it. It talks about how you find the audience, how you sell to the audience, how you launch to that audience. So there's a fully built course that's available for you if you need a little bit more assistance. But if you've got a good idea of in terms of what it is that you want to do, then this podcast is for you. So sit down for the next 15, 20 minutes, grab some paper, grab a pen, head on over to my website and do download the free starter guide that goes with this, because it will make you understand it a little bit better, and it gives you somewhere to keep your notes in one place. Okay, so what we're going to do, I'm going to jump straight into this and I'm going to talk you through what this starter guide really covers. And so the first things here is for you to try and identify three main benefits of your product or your service or the things that you do. What's the three main benefits? And if you write this down, write it on the paper, write it in the pad. If you downloaded the starter guide, I do highly encourage you to download the starter guide. It will make it so much easier. So if you've got the starter guide, write down there the three main benefits of your product or services or the things that you do right now. And the reason why this is important is by getting clear on the main three benefits, you create the outline for the course. It's exactly as simple as that. And it just helps you to really get that direction going forward. Now, let's say, for example, that you've decided to teach other people how to create their own course. And you need to think about what they need in order to get that first course online. So that could be the benefits. Now, that could be the three main benefits in terms of what it is that they need in order to get their first online course. So in order for them to do this, you need to identify what it is they need to start with. So what is it that they need to get their first online course ready? Well, it could be the idea. We just mentioned that. That could be benefit one. What's the idea? They may need to know how much money they will make. So this could be benefit two. And finally, it could be how to find the audience who's willing to buy their course, benefit three. And as you can see, by mapping out the three benefits, you now have the base structure for your online course. It makes it super easy when you have a system to follow, a formula to follow. So what we've just said there is the three benefits would be benefit one, you can help them to identify the idea. Benefit two is you're going to show them how they can make money. And benefit three is going to help them find the audience that's actually wanting to buy their course. You see, you've got that mapped out, and it means that you've got a real nice understanding. So again, now you understand a little bit more about that, think again, what are the three main benefits of your services, your products, your offers? I don't even know what I'm talking about. Your offers, the things that you're providing. Okay. So by clearly identifying the three main benefits, in this example, as we just described, there is how to get your course idea, benefit one. So I'm going to run you through this. How to work out how to make money from your course, benefit two, and how to find people willing to buy your course, benefit three. It would make total sense for someone who's interested in creating their first online course to buy this. Wouldn't you agree? You know, of course, it's going to show them all the things that they need to do. So as a structure to your first online course, when you are positioning it in a way to the right audience, they would be foolish not to want to buy it if it's something that they're interested in. Now, you have this like really clearly identified. It's important though that you understand who you're speaking to, because again, if you're pushing this course, this knowledge, this idea into the wrong people, I mean, one of the things that I talk about with my clients all the time is target audience. You know, like, who is the audience that you're trying to attract? If you don't know who the audience is, you're always going to find it struggle for them to be interested in the things that you do. You know, like, having a great product, what's beautifully crafted, won't bring you any success, or certainly much success, if you're speaking to someone who's got no interest in it, especially if it's an online course. So what you've got to really think about is the success can and will be great if the message is reaching the right people, the right ambitious entrepreneurs who's wanting to take their business online. So again, if we're looking at that example there, if it's ambitious, driven entrepreneurs that's wanting to take their business online, then this would talk to them. You know, this to give them, you know, a clearer understanding of how they do that. And it might be that they want to have more freedom or a regular income without being handcuffed to one location, so they have that location independence where they can go around from place to place. So with this level of clarity around that course creation, the way you think really helps with the development of your course. So in this same example, I now know that my ideal person is an ambitious entrepreneur looking for freedom and more income. And I've got a lot of clarity over the three ways that we can help them. So we can help them with, again, just to reiterate this, we can help them with a course idea. We can teach them how to make money from that course idea. This is benefit two. And benefit three is to show them how to find an audience that's interested in buying it. You see how this all like links back together and connects up? And your job is exactly the same, is to write these ideas down in the sheet, connect it together, identify all the audiences. And again, if you're following through with the workbook, with the free download guide, there's sections for you to fill in that's going to allow you to do this. Now, the reason why this whole thing works really, really well is because, number one, it's easy to remember. So if someone sees the course, the three benefits, and it's got something that's simple and memorable, it's very easy for someone to be able to remember it. Number two, when creating a course, writing about just three things, rather than you trying to brain dump everything in one place, just writing about three things is super simple. And then number three, structuring just three things into modules makes learning your course simple too. So the reason why we do that in this way is it just makes sense. You know, it's easy to remember, it's super simple for you to create, and it's super simple for someone to learn from it as well. It just makes things really, really easy. Now, when it comes to actually structuring that course and putting that course together, again, using the example that we've discussed all the way through, structuring the course becomes quite simple. So each benefit is broken down into a single module. Again, benefit one, module one. Benefit two, module two. Benefit three, module three. And each module can be a mix of the written word, audio, or video. Do you know, my best advice is to play to your strength. So if your strength is word and you're really solid in written word, then write the course out. However, if you're strong on video or maybe audio, then serve your course that way. Deliver it in a way that plays to your strength. Don't try to bend yourself into a space that's not natural to yourself. Now, I find that video slides are also a really great way for you to deliver your course. So this offers the benefits of all three ways that people learn. It's visual, you've got audio, and it's quite interactive, so it's kinesthetic. So it's quite good to do things like that, but again, play to something that works to your strength. So if we use the example that I've been using all the way through this, benefit one could be a slide presentation that talks you through how to create your first online course. Benefit two could be maybe a video slide presentation as well, and that could be holding your hand through how to make the money part of that online course. And benefit three, well, let's stick with the slides, put the slide presentation in play again, showing you step by step what you need to do to find that audience ready and willing to buy your first online course. Now, again, with the workbook, I'm going to keep on referencing the workbook, so I will put a link in the description to the podcast so that you can go to my site and download directly this. It's free. It's a free starter guide, completely free. But I'll let you have the link in the description to that because it's a good thing to follow along with this when you're doing it. Now, once you've got all of this in place, I want you to break down your benefits into these modules. So identify, once you've got the modules written down, how you're going to serve them. Is it going to be through audio? Is it going to be video? Is it going to be written? Are you going to use some slides? Like, how are you going to do it? And there's a section in the workbook or the starter guide workbook for you to actually write this right now. And a lot of the time, one of the things I see quite a lot is, should you add a bonus to sweeten the deal? And do you know, sometimes I will offer bonuses to stack additional value, but if you get that clarity over the three key benefits, so you know, such as the modules, and let's say that you do an hour's worth of course, 20 minutes in each module, 20 minutes in the first, 20 minutes in the second, 20 minutes in the third, you've got 60 minutes of really high value. And I mean, you wouldn't necessarily need to have any additional bonuses, but sometimes, listen, I might add bonuses. Sometimes it's good to do that as well. So do play around with that a little bit. In terms of structuring the modules, the best way to structure the modules is to break it down into 3 to maybe 7 different talking points that relate to that main benefit. And that way, each module is going to have 3 to 7 subsections that's going to make it really easy to digest. So, I mean, let's just say that you've got, just for the averages of maths, let's say you've got 4 sub-modules at 5 minutes each. So that gives you 20 minutes to that section. So you're going to have module 1 with 4 subsections, module 2 with 4 subsections, and module 3 with 4 subsections. That gives you an hour's worth of content, 20 sections in each, 20 minutes, sorry, in each of those subsections. 5 minutes each, 20 minutes in total, 60 minutes overall. That's some real good value right there. So again, if you're following this along in the workbook, then I would suggest that you write these modules down now. So what are these talking points that you're gonna use that relates to that main benefit, that main thing that you're gonna help somebody with? And one of the other things that works really well, like I'm talking to you with this right now, is actually a workbook. So I would always include a workbook because the workbook gives people something visual to follow and a place for them to take notes. Now, each module and sub-module should have a section in that workbook for people to easily follow. So it's a way that they can keep up to date with what you're talking about. They can store the information in one place. It's such a powerful visual aid. So I definitely think that you should make sure that you do a workbook with it. Using again this course example that I talked about all the way through, and I mean that particular course, the one that I mentioned at the start, is that has a 28-page workbook that literally holds your hand through the exact process of creating your first online course. So it does literally tell you step by step what it is to do to get that first course ready. And there you have it. You know, that's a really straightforward starter guide for you to getting your first course ready and online. Now, I do believe if you really just carve out some time, put a little bit of space to one side, within the space of 60 minutes, you will have your first online course ready. And then it's a matter of just putting it together on a platform of your choice, whether you want to use your own and build it within your website or use a paid service somewhere else. There's so many different online schools or academies or things that you can use to be able to take your course forward. So it's time to really get started now for yourself. In the workbook, you by now have the 3 main benefits that you're going to offer in your first online course. So again, write them down. Make sure you're really clear about what this is. You want to be able to remember these off the top of your head. So what is benefit 1? What is benefit 2? What is benefit 3? And again, if you've got that clarity about what it is and what they're about, it makes it so much easier for it to be memorable. So do make sure that you're kind of really on this yourself. Once you've got that in place, you should also now have a very clear idea about who you need to be speaking with about your first online course. So who is that person? And there's a lot of ideal client avatar, software templates and things that's available for you that gives you a lot of good ideas in terms of how you can find that audience and what they're, and you can give them names and things like that as well, but you should have a really good idea in terms of who it is right now. Is it, you know, is it entrepreneurs? Is it startup? Is it the finance sector? Is it people like who work from home? Is it home workers? Is it moms? Is it single parents? Like who is the audience right now? Like who's the person? And really think about it. And then what I want you to do then is once you've identified who the person is, I want you to really list some of the problems or the pain that they currently face. And this is really what your course is going to help them to solve. So what is the problems and what is the pain that they're facing right now, and how is your course going to be able to solve those issues for them? And then finally, and we've left it till last because I think it's not the most important thing. It does make a difference, but it's not the most important thing. Give your course a name. Now, don't be too cute with this. Don't make it overcomplicated for the sake of being overcomplicated. Make it really easy. Make it so easy that if you were telling it to your 7-year-old nephew, they would understand what it's about. And that's really the trick to any real effective copy, is making it just super simple so that people don't have to overthink. People don't have to overanalyze. They just understand it from the get-go. So that's it. You got your course. It's all ready to go. Now, you're ready to go with this, and you should, as I've just mentioned, have this wrapped up and ready to go within 60 minutes if you focus on this. Now, if you do need some additional assistance, Siri wants to get involved with the conversation, it turns out, as well. But if you do need some additional assistance with this, I do have a... It is a paid course, but if you're interested in that, I will put a link in the description somewhere for that one as well, if that's something that you would like to learn more about. But please download the free guide, go through the free guide with this podcast right now, put it into play, and I guarantee that within the first, I guarantee that if you put this together and you start pushing it around to people that's got the pain, got the problems and the things that you're solving, you're going to find people that's interested in it. That's just going to work. It's the way it is. It always will be that way. You know, people buy the things that they want. People don't buy the things that they need. It's just the way that the market works. So I hope that you will have your first online course ready really, really soon. Now, what I will say is, please tag me into it. You know, I'm on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn and Pinterest and all the other places what you can probably think of, on YouTube as well. So listen, I'd be really super excited to see what you got going on right now. So do tag me in. If you just search for John Covey, you'll find me on any of the platforms. At John Covey is my angle, apart from on Twitter, because someone else has already got that. So it's got an underscore in the middle, John_Covey. But I'm trying to get hold of the other one. Guys, hope you've enjoyed that. Please get your course, get it ready, get it online. And until next time, have an absolutely wonderful time.